Welcome to the unstruck drum of eternity. O servant, where do you seek me? Look, I am waiting beside you. I am not in temple nor mosque, not in Kaaba nor in Kailash, neither am I in rites and feasts, nor in yoga, nor trials and fasts. If you are a seeker and true, then you shall instantly see me and know me in an instant's time. The poet says, O dear one, God is in every breath you have drawn. It is needless to ask of saints what is their origin and caste. The tradesman, warrior, or priest, any one of 36 castes, all are traveling the same road. All are seeking and finding God. It is folly to ask what caste is the right home for holiness. The barber has always sought God, the man with a load on his head, the washerwoman with her stone, and the carpenter and the crone. Even the beggar, jangling his dish, is eager to tell God his wish. And we hear that the holiest was a tanner of lowly caste. Hindus and Muslims, just the same, have achieved their end and found him, and he finds no difference amongst them. O friend, hope for God alive, that you know God while you survive. Man finds the God he understands. In this world's life is deliverance. If worldly ties restrain your breath, what hope will you have after death? It is only an empty dream to think that your soul will become one with the infinite when you die. Just because it passed from the body, if God is found now, God is found then. If not, we will only go again to dwell in that same city, death, where we were before we took breath. If you have union with God now, you shall keep it after you go. Bathe in the truth. Know the true God. Have faith in him who sits beside. The poet says, it is the spirit of the quest which gets me merit. Of this spirit I am the slave. So may our quest be sharp and brave. Do not go midst the garden flowers, O friend. Stay home and go not there. In your body the garden grows. Take your seat there, by the lotus, the thousand petals of the lotus, on its infinite beauty gaze. Tell me, brother, how to renounce. When I gave up wearing ribbons, still I tied my garment round me. When I gave up tying my garment, still I covered me with a blanket. So now, when I give up passion, I see I still have anger's remnant. And when I renounce this anger, greed is with me, strong as ever. And when my greed is dead and gone, my pride and vainglory remain. When the mind casts off attachments, it clings to what they represent. the poet says, "Listen, dear one, the one true path is rarely found." The moon shines inside my heart, but my blind eyes cannot see it. The moon is in me, deep within, and in me also is the sun, the unstruck drum of eternity sounds, and yet does not sound in me. For if it's struck, or if it's not, my poor deaf ears cannot hear it, while I cry out for I and mine, my works are as naught down within. When love of I and mine is dead, this will end the work of the Lord. For all work has no other aim than getting of knowledge from Him. When that comes, we will have our joy, and our work may be put away. The flower blooms to make the fruit. When the fruit comes, the bloom's forgot. The musk is fragrant in the deer. The stag will come to cover her, but she seeks not herself to mate. She goes in quest of grass to eat.